New documents disclosed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden detail how the National Security Agency has been deeply involved in targeting for drone strikes in Pakistan and engaged in cyber attacks against Islamic militants. The leaked documents reveal how deeply the NSA and CIA were involved in covert operations leading to drone strikes and targeted killings of militants in the northwest tribal areas of Pakistan. Under the Obama administration, there have been hundreds of drone strikes against militants in Pakistan, which have extended to Yemen and nations in Africa. According to independent surveys, U.S. drone strikes have killed an estimated 3,000 people, including hundreds of civilians, leading to intense civil unrest inside Pakistan. The covert drone program, publicly represented as a CIA-run operation, relied heavily on the NSA's ability to sift through vast numbers of emails, phone calls, and other communication data. Driven by the surging price of gold and a new free trade agreement, Canadian mining magnate Tom Schrake flew to northern El Salvador to stake his gold claim. Pacific Rim, Schrake's mining company, drilled extensively across a 34-square-mile exploration zone in the province of Cabañas, but the permit to open a large-scale gold mine was shelved due to growing opposition to gold mining in El Salvador. After El Salvador denied Pacific Rim's application to expand its El Dorado mining operation in Cabañas, the company filed a complaint against the Central American nation with a little-known International Center for the Settlement of Investment Disputes, run by the World Bank. The body initially rejected Pacific Rim's claim, declaring it didn't have jurisdiction under the Central American Free Trade Agreement, but the company is now pursuing the case under Salvadoran law. A final ruling is expected in mid-2014. According to the Christian Science Monitor, mining opponents, which include eco-activists, community groups, and the Catholic Church, pressured El Salvador to place a temporary halt on gold mining in 2008. Among the many issues raised against gold mining was the dangerous byproducts of water contamination and shortages of fresh water for agriculture in rural communities. In 2011, a Salvadoran government strategic study concluded that mining could be feasible if appropriate regulations and safeguards were put in place. Meanwhile, Pacific Rim has filed a claim for more than $300 million in damages against El Salvador for lost profits. Wages at fast food restaurants like McDonald's are so low, workers received over $7 billion in public assistance benefits through Medicaid, CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and food stamps. In recent months, impoverished fast food workers have marched for higher pay, with many demanding a wage increase to $15 an hour, benefits, and the right to form unions. Currently, part-time fast food workers earn a median wage of $8.65 an hour with no health benefits, according to the University of California, Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education. In a separate report, the National Employment Law Project disclosed that the 10 leading fast food chains, including McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, and Dunkin' Donuts, made nearly $7.5 billion in profits in 2012. While McDonald's CEO Donald Thompson made $13.7 million in executive compensation last year, his workers received $1.2 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits, mostly in Medicaid and other government-run healthcare programs. After the Great Recession, low-wage jobs have grown as a total share of the U.S. workforce. As a result, 44% of the nation's fast food workers are eligible for public assistance programs. Even if most fast food employees worked full-time, half of them would remain mired in poverty. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.